This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One briefcase. One moment. Could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
And back on Eye on Houston, I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, President CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. We're happy to have our next guest on joining us from the Houston Fire Department, Fire Chief Samuel Peña. Chief Peña, how you doing?
Good morning, Dr. Murillo. Good to hear from you and good to be here with your audience.
Well, absolutely. You've been such a great partner to the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And as you know, we are so very supportive of you and all of our first responders, including the Houston Fire Department, challenging times. Just yesterday, I saw four of the fire trucks on the freeway helping a family that had been in a car accident. And it's just very different, and everyone is doing their part. And so tell us, Chief, what should we know about some news regarding the Houston Fire Department?
Well, first of all, I agree. Look, we are in this community, we're really one team, right? We are here to support businesses who in turn provide the support that the city government needs to provide the services that we provide. And as far as the fire department goes, I can tell you, Dr. Murillo, that the job of a firefighter has changed almost beyond recognition. It isn't what it used to be, really. I mean, with all the things that we're responding to now, you know, from natural disasters to leading the medical response during the pandemic and providing medical assistance and support during these, you know, times of civil unrest. Sometimes people are really looking to the fire service for leadership and partnership in really all aspects of emergency response. And that's providing and creating new strains for the fire service. You know, it requires training, it requires planning for new dangers and civil disturbances and active shooters, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But, you know, with the increase in call volume, it requires really more personnel at a time when a growing number of agencies are finding it difficult to recruit and to diversify their workforces to include more women and minorities. Add to that the fact that a lot of municipalities, especially right now with everything that has gone on in 2020, they're cash strapped and really questioning whether the old system of responding to large call volumes by deploying more firefighters with bigger equipment and more fire stations is really a sustainable model. So these are challenging times, but like you and I have spoken before, they're not insurmountable. And we're working towards really achieving a system and a deployment model that is responsive to what the community needs.
Well, and on that note, we know that the city is facing some very challenging times as it relates to the budget. And so let's talk about the proposed fiscal year 21 fire department budget. What do you forecast for 21?
Sure. And you're correct. Look, these are challenging times already across the state and the country. Workers in different industries have been furloughed or laid off, and falling revenues is something that a lot of municipalities are having to deal with. And, you know, for a while now, the virus has been driving the train. We've just been passengers. And now we're reacting to that, you know, with a drop in revenues. And for the fire department, that really is putting a strain on our mission and forcing us to focus on what it is we need to be delivering as a core service, because our budget is 90% of it is personnel services, personnel costs, right? So the majority of our budget is directed towards that line item. We have this fiscal year, this coming fiscal year 21, which begins in July 1st. Our proposed budget is $516 million. And that is up, the request is up from the current budget that we're in of $510 million. And the result of that increase is strictly for additional recruits. So we are the plan is to hire additional 300 firefighters next fiscal year. And that is a need to be able to replace what are missing our recruitment goal, our recruitment target for fiscal year 19 after the passage of Proposition B. You know, we had to cancel the Train Academy classes for half the year. So we missed our recruitment target by about 180 firefighters. And now we're in the process of trying to recover from that. You know, the most precious resource for me is the firefighter rank, the entry level person, because it just takes us so long to recruit and get them trained and get them into the seats. It takes us almost a year to do that. Any other rank, you know, as they promote, I can replace pretty quickly. I can just promote within a day or so and I can fill those vacancies. But getting the entry level firefighter, that is the challenging part. You know, recruitment and training just is so cumbersome. It takes such a long time.
Well, and on that note, given all of those challenges, certainly you're having to reassess the priorities for the Houston Fire Department and in terms of meeting the needs of the community. Tell us what some of those priorities are for you.
Right. Some of the priorities for us is going to continue to be the protection and the health and safety of our personnel. That's primary. Without doing that, we can't really serve our community efficiently. 90% almost of our call volume is in EMS. It's medical work. The fire type calls have been flat for several years, decades really. But the increase in demand is strictly in the medical section, in the medical delivery. And we have to make investments in that respect. So investing in training, investing in certification, health and safety of our firefighters, and the providing them the tools and the resources to do their job, which is, you know, trucks, training, equipment, those items are critical. And so those are any discretionary, any funds that we are able to move around have been focused into those four areas. And because, again, right now we are focused on just delivering the core critical service. But we have to be enough. We have to have enough discretion, right? We have to have the ability to divert some of our attention. You know, just this week we had a protest that drew 60,000 people. So we have to be able to adapt readily to those types of challenges that pop up. But the main focus has been in those areas: health and safety, fleet and facilities, professional development, and getting them the tools and equipment they need to do their job.
Well, Chief Banya, on behalf of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and our board of directors, we want to salute the Houston Fire Department and the stellar job that you and your team are doing. Thank you for being a friend, not only to the chamber, but to me personally, and for all that you guys do, that we wish you all continued safety and good health during this COVID-19. But yes, you are correct. We will get to the other side of this if we continue to work together. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Murillo. And if I may, before we head off, we are going to be hiring this next fiscal year. Anybody interested in becoming part of the Houston Fire Department, they can go to hfdcareers.org and get all the information they need to be able to be part of this great department.
Fantastic. You have a great day and stay safe.
Thank you. Y'all be safe.
Thank you. And up next, we have the chairman and CEO of Cadence Bank Corporation, Paul Murphy Jr. So stay tuned here on Eye on Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.